Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to June the 3rd, and we are celebrating the Feast of Pentecost, which is coming up this Sunday, June the 5th. And last night, if you joined me on the live, it was a lengthy teaching, about an hour and a half or so, but I was sharing with you the power of Pentecost and why it's so important and why we really don't have the power today and how we can get the power. And what God is looking at in our lives. And I want this morning to just continue the thought and just let you know that it's time for all of us to have a fresh infilling and a fresh anointing. I only wish I could see you in person this morning, because the Holy Spirit has really been moving and dealing in my own life, dealing with me in different areas as he does with all of us from time to time. And I believe that as Shavuot is here, this is the Feast of Weeks known as Pentecost. Pentecost means 50. So from the time that Jesus resurrected to the time that the Holy Spirit came down, it was 50 days. So if you think about that 50-day period, what was going on and what was God doing? And he was preparing a company of people that would be free or experience jubilee. That's what 50 means. It's freedom. So if you think about that, the number 50 means freedom. We've all been in bondage, and God wants to set us free and come into our jubilee. So I want you to position yourself to experience a breakthrough. In Acts 2, we read that suddenly the Holy Spirit came. This is a suddenly time. I believe God is going to be doing a lot of suddenlies, and we need to experience that. So I want to encourage you today to really seek the Lord this weekend. Set aside time. Don't just flippantly, do this and do that and act like it's just another day. Let's honor the calendar of God and honor this feast day and know that it is a time in which God is visiting his people in a new and a fresh way. You know, Jesus walked with the disciples. They could touch him. They could hear him. They saw God in the flesh for 3.5 years as he ministered to them. But not until the Holy Spirit came and filled them and indwelled them were they transformed. And we can look at that and see in our own lives that we all need the transforming infilling of the Holy Spirit. It's not enough to read your Bible, even though we have to have the Word. It's not enough to even say, I know scriptures. If we don't know the person of the Holy Spirit and we don't have the fellowship and the communion with him, we will grow cold and harsh, and we will get insensitive, and we will become worldly. I was sharing last night, if you didn't see the YouTube live, please go to my YouTube channel, Sharon Bolin, and watch it. And I was breaking down for you the different parts of why we need to get this in this position of power and what is hindering us from this position of power. And, if you boil it all down, it's carnality. It's flesh versus spirit. It's we living in the flesh all the time instead of living in the spirit all the time. And we've got to continue to press on into the dimension of spirit, because what happens is the dimension of flesh keeps us in bondage. We wake up every morning and the flesh is staring at us in the mirror. You wake up in the morning and a lot of people are irritated and grumpy, and you got to get your cup of coffee and you got to get into prayer. When we get into prayer, that's when the flesh starts to get crucified. That is when we start to be more like God. We start to worship and honor him. And God wants us to be filled with the Spirit, not just once a year, but every day. Do you know that the disciples were filled? Think about the 120. They were filled on Pentecost, but in Acts 4, the place was shaken and they were filled again. And if you read between Acts 2 and Acts 4, Peter was filled again. So there was a constant infilling happening, and the Spirit was moving, and their lives were being transformed, and everybody's lives around them were being transformed. Why? Because the Holy Spirit came. Now, I want you to think about this for a moment. How did he come? How did he choose to come? Like wind and fire. Should we not think about that? Think about the elements of wind and fire as you can relate. Wind and fire. Fire sat on their heads as a cloven tongue. Why was fire sitting on their heads? Because the problem is in your head. Our mind, think about it, your mind is the central nervous system of your life. It's not just your brain is the central nervous system, it's the central command center of your life. Everything you do, every action you take comes first with a thought. It's all in the mind. The way you live your life and see the world is what you fill your mind with. So if you're filling your mind with the news and the bad news that we see every day, the carnality, what people are doing on Facebook and Instagram, and you're feeding on that, you'll become a carnal Christian and you'll be powerless. But as I said last night, if you're meditating in the Word day and night, like Psalm 1 declares, then you're going to be transformed in the mind. And the Holy Spirit has come to get your mind in condition, the right condition. Today we have an epidemic of mental illness. Well, what exactly is that? It's demonic spirits attacking the minds of people. We need to have Pentecost. We need the fire of God sitting on our heads. We need God to change our minds, transform our thought lives, get in there and burn out the old memories of the flesh, the things that we keep reverting back to, and get us clean again. We need the fire of the Holy Spirit to come down and light upon our lives, because we have become dry and we have become carnal, and we need a fresh fire again. Have you ever been outside and you've got a fire going and it starts to die down? It's just not that pretty anymore. It's just barely going. But when that fire is blazing hot, it's beautiful, and you can feel the warmth, and everybody that's cold, it impacts you. We need to have the fire again. We have too many Christians and too many churches cold with traditions of men, just going through the motions with people walk in and walk out exactly the same. There's no fire. We need the fire of God on our heads. What about the wind? The wind is the ruach, breath of God. How did God create man? He breathed his breath into man. Read it for yourself in Genesis. And God breathed, and man became a living soul. We need God to breathe upon us again, to wake us up, quicken us, wake up our spirit, because we've been alert to the natural carnal realm. Our soul is alive, but where's our spirit? Our soul is controlling us, but where is our spirit? We've got to wake up. Our spirit has to wake up. You know, when my father was leaving the earth, and it was the closing moments in that hospital, and I had just come back from New Orleans, and thank the Lord, I had a service in New Orleans where God really touched me. And I'm telling you, I think that service was for Sharon. God so touched me and prepared me to come back because my father was leaving. And when I stepped into that hospital, And I knew it was the closing moments of his life, and it was so hard, and everybody was crying, and everybody was upset, and it was difficult. But I walked in that hospital room with worship because I was filled with the Holy Spirit from a service in New Orleans the night before. I walked in that hospital room worshiping Grace and I and Gita, worship, worship, worship. And I sang over my dad while everybody cried. I sang, I held his hand, I prophesied, I declared the word of God. If I was not filled with the Holy Spirit, I could not have handled that moment of losing my father. And as they were ushering him, because he wasn't speaking, he stopped speaking for the last 5 days, and he wasn't doing anything. He was just laying in that bed, and he wasn't speaking. His eyes were closed, but I knew he could hear. And they were going to usher him out of that room and put him in another floor in hospice because they thought he could stay in this state for another couple weeks. And I said, no, he won't. And I said, Daddy, it's time to go. You go, Daddy, you go. And I was talking to him. And I was telling him about Jesus and how please give Jesus a big kiss for me and tell him I love him so much. And please say hi to Moses and Elijah and tell him I preach about him all the time. And I was talking to Daddy. And I remember walking in the hallway. My father, they had not even moved him yet. They were still trying to get the gurney moved out of the room. And I could hear my father singing in the hospital through the vents. I knew he had left after I had told him that. I knew that the Lord took my dad. Now, he may have still been laying there till the next morning, but my dad's spirit left. He was entering the gates of heaven, and he was entering with the greatest worship you have ever heard in your life, and I heard him. And I walked down the halls in this just literally dumbfounded. Does anybody else hear dad singing, or is it just me? The Holy Spirit had opened my ears, and I could hear him. And I knew that he had entered the gates and he was singing. And I remember Grace was so upset. Mom, 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 you're losing it. What is wrong with you? And I grabbed her in that middle of the hospital floor. And I said, Grace, listen with the ears of your spirit. In other words, Grace, get out of the flesh. And the minute I touched her, the presence of the Holy Spirit on me quickened her, and her ears were open, and she heard Grandpa sing. We both heard the same exact piano, the same melody, the same words, and we heard my dad sing for 1 hour. Now, how can you explain that? That's by the Holy Spirit. But everybody else was all upset, and they were in this dimension of feeling an emotion, and that's a normal thing. But I wasn't, because I had entered into the dimension of spirit. And that is the dimension that is greater than the dimension you see and you feel in right here. That is where God wants us to live. In heaven, on earth, opened up to the heavens, hearing the voice of God, knowing what's going on in the spirit. But we can't do it if we're living a carnal life, because you know what happens? When you live in the flesh, you become grounded. It's like an airplane that can't get off the ground without thrusting forward and lifting upward. We have got to have an experience with the Holy Spirit, or we're going to die. We're going to spiritually die. And I'm saying that to every single one of you and myself. I wonder where the days have gone that we could experience the Holy Spirit in church services, where people would actually weep and be broken because of their sin. They would be sick and tired of living in the carnal nature, and they would be broken, and they would walk out transformed. I remember services I was raised in where you couldn't even, I mean, you could not miss the presence of God. It was so strong and so relevant. People were getting healed. People were getting saved. People were getting delivered. This is Pentecost, and we have missed it. And we are so contemporary that we have contemporaried out God. But God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. So I want you to think about what I said last night. If you missed the YouTube channel, if you missed the YouTube message, please watch it. And those of you that did watch it, you know what I'm about to say. God is the same God today as he was when he used Moses. It's the same Holy Spirit's power operating through a stick, a dead stick, that rod. Whose power do you think changed that rod into a serpent and then back into a rod? Whose power do you think was in the rod that produced all those miracles? It's the same Holy Spirit that used Moses, the same Holy Spirit that used Daniel. How do you think he prayed like that? Who closed the mouth of the lions? The same Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit that came on David and he wrote all of the Psalms, multitudes of Psalms. Think about all of the Psalms that he wrote by the Holy Spirit. It's the same Holy Spirit that you see moving through the Old Testament. Moses, Joshua, Daniel, Job. Look at Job. Same Holy Spirit. He got double at the end. Same Holy Spirit that moved through the minor prophets. Nehemiah, Obadiah, Habakkuk. The same Holy Spirit. Elijah, Elisha. So if you were just to follow the pattern, it's men and also women, because Esther, Ruth, Deborah, I mean, there are multitudes. And then we go to the New Testament and we see Peter, James, John, look at the disciples, look at Paul. The same Holy Spirit, the same Spirit from Genesis to Revelation. And what does the Lord say in Revelation? He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to who? The churches. We are the church of today. And we have got to be led by the Spirit or we will be led by the flesh. There is no in-between. You're either carnal or you're spiritual. You're either in the flesh or in the Spirit. There is no in-between. And everything we do is going to come from one of those two areas that we live in. And it's time for us to experience Pentecost again. It's time for us all. Last night, after the message, that YouTube message, I went and I did a Facebook Live. And after that, I mean, I just was so fired up. I mean, it was after 11 o'clock. I walked out there in the parking lot and I cried my eyes out. Oh, Holy Spirit, fill me again, fill me again, fill me again. I don't want to stay where I'm at. I've experienced so much in the past, but I want more. It's Pentecost. It's Shavuot. It's the first fruits. Think about all that this means for us and what God is saying, that God wants to give us a blessing this weekend as we celebrate Pentecost. He wants to come suddenly with fire and wind. He wants to wake up our spirit, and he wants to bring the fire back again. We need to be sensitive because we become very insensitive. We need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I want to ask you on this phone call this morning, because the majority of you on these calls are truly walking with God. You're not just dialing in and hanging up. You're hungry or you wouldn't be on the morning calls. I want to ask you this question. When is the last time the Holy Spirit interrupted your plans? You're driving in the car. You have to pull over on the side of the road because you're so overwhelmed with his presence because you're listening to worship. I played that song last night by the National Christian Choir. I will glorify, glorify, glorify the name of the Lord. That song opens up heaven. I sat in that parking lot after I turned off that live, and I played the song about five more times, and I walked and worshiped under the stars late last night, opening my windows of my car so I can let all of the music come out as I walked that parking lot worshiping God. But heaven was just open last night in worship. We have to have moments with God. When's the last time he came into your bedroom or your home? When is the last time you felt his presence and you had to stop talking and all you could do It's become overwhelmed because he's so real. And how many times do we live our own life and we grieve him? The Bible says, grieve not the Holy Spirit. You see, we have a concept of the Father and a concept of the Son, but we don't have a concept of the Holy Spirit. He is the paraclete, the one who walks beside you. That means when you go into that movie theater and you watch that rated R movie and there's a bunch of garbage, you're carrying the Holy Spirit in there. You should be convicted. That means when we open our mouth and we say things we shouldn't say, the Holy Spirit is right there. How do you feel in his presence? I talked about it last night. Presence brings power. You can't walk in power if you don't walk in his presence. You sit in the presence of someone, you will feel their presence. There are people who carry a presence of fear. You sit around them and you hang out with them long enough, you'll carry that same presence. There's others that carry a presence of confidence and hope and faith. You get around them long enough and you'll start walking like that. So if you sit in the presence of God, don't you think it's going to change you? Of course it will. We've got to be aware of his presence or we will never carry his power. And we've got to be hungry enough in our walk with him to want his presence. His presence will bring us his power. And we need his power again. We can't keep doing it in our own strength because we've got a lot of gifts and we've got a lot of talent. But how does that measure up to his power? I am today stepping into my 25th year in ministry, actually in August, and we will be having our anniversary, August 13th in New Orleans. And I was even last night worshiping and reflecting on all the Holy Spirit has done in these 25 years, the visitations, the fact that I had to walk away from everything. And that was a hard decision for me because I knew I could be a really good businesswoman. I could have made a lot of money. And I remember when God said, this is what I've called you to do. And I argued and I begged, please, I don't want to preach, please. I knew it was going to be hard. I didn't know how hard. I knew I would have to let go of everything. Didn't realize how much of everything. I knew I'd have to say goodbye to some of the people that were closest to me because they didn't want to go the way I was going. And I didn't realize how hard that was going to be. I didn't realize how persecuted I'd be by my own family members, my own brother and sister, my own cousins, my own family who don't even acknowledge what I do. You know, when I was in the world and I had all the jobs and I did all that, oh, everybody, they loved that. But as a preacher, it's almost like, oh, you sit around and do nothing. It's not counted as a real job to most of my family. They don't even get it. And you have to be able to endure rejection. And you have to be able to have people not even acknowledge you. And you have to be able to continue to persevere when God puts you through the toughest situations. It's hard when you forsake all to follow God. And you don't have to be a preacher to do that. I started doing that before I was even in the ministry. But God has been so faithful that even if everything is taken, he will not be taken. Unless you forsake mother, father, brother, sister, houses, land, your own life, you can't be my disciple. The Holy Spirit can't use you to max capacity unless you are willing to surrender everything. And I'm telling every one of you on this phone call this morning, it's a hard thing and it's a tall order. You try surrendering everything. It's tough. And God is doing something in us, and it's going to require surrender. For the Holy Spirit to fully take over, you have to fully surrender. I want you to think for a moment at what was going on at Pentecost. You've got fishermen who were cowards. They all fled and left Jesus to go to the cross on his own, except for John. Where were the others? They fled. Cowards. But now the cowards become the bravest men you've ever seen. You've got uneducated men speaking words that people can't even believe it's coming out of their mouth. Where'd they get this? Because the Holy Spirit came and took over their tongue. Remember, he was lighting on their head like a fire of, in the shape of a tongue? Tongues of fire? Well, it was to get a hold of the mind so their tongues would speak differently. Peter opened his mouth, and he didn't deny the Lord after the Holy Spirit came. At the first Pentecost, the giving of the law in Sinai, that was really when the nation of Israel was born, when the law came down. Moses came down the mount with the Ten Commandments. But the people, what were they doing? They were all gathered around the golden calf. And so they had to be judged. 3,000 of them died that day. But now at this Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit descends, 3,000 are slain, but they're slain by the sword of the Spirit instead of the sword of the Levites. Peter opens his mouth, and 3,000 are saved. And that was the beginning of the transformation. That was the beginning of the gospel being spread to the whole world. Pentecost was the beginning where God took a handful, 120, that small company, and they went out and multiplied into thousands upon thousands, and the gospel was spread, and the world was turned upside down by a few people that, for the most part, were uneducated. Tell me that the Holy Spirit can't use you. I will never believe it, because he can. You don't have to go to seminary. You don't have to know the Bible from beginning to end. All you have to do is be surrendered. I didn't go to seminary. All I have was surrender. I just surrendered. God will take you where you are, fill you, and use you. No matter what you do for a living, no matter where you live on the earth, God can use you to change people around you and change the world around you. And every one of you on this phone call this morning, you have a calling, you have a destiny, and it's time for you to get in shape, because it's time to fulfill it. We can't be fiddling around anymore with the world. We need genuine men and women with genuine power. So when you come on the scene and you open your mouth, the power follows you. And the power can't follow you without the presence first. You get in the presence of God, and the glory will rest on you, and the power will be there. Blessed be his name. But we need a breaking, and we need a remaking, and we need a fresh infilling. That's what we need, a fresh infilling. I wish I could play my music on this phone call, but I can't, because the music doesn't come through the phone very well. That's why I do videos and do lives. But I do believe that if you can just put on some worship and get in the presence of the Holy Spirit, he will breathe upon you this weekend. Download Surround Me. That's my CD that's instrumental. Or get something anointed. And get in the presence and shut out the world and get the phone, put the phone in another room so it's not distracting you. And just spend at least an hour praying, talking to the Lord, sharing your heart with him, and bearing your heart and letting him come and break you again and fill you again. We need this, all of us. Again, this is Sunday. It's known as Whit Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, but it's also known as Shavuot. And Shavuot is the festival of the first fruits. And during this season, God, again, it was 7 weeks. So you think about from when Jesus died and resurrected, 50 days or 7 weeks, and then we come into Jubilee, Pentecost. But the Lord did something on this season, during the season. He required something. People don't realize this, but I want you to look at Deuteronomy 16:10. And thou shalt keep the Feast of Weeks to the Lord thy God with a tribute of a free will offering of your hand, which you will give unto the Lord your God, according as the Lord has blessed you. So not only do we celebrate the descent of the Holy Spirit, but in this season of first fruits, God is requiring us to give a first fruit offering. It's right here. Deuteronomy 16. I want you to read it for yourself. Verse 10. You can look at verse 9 and 10. But it's an offering. Now, why does God say that? Does God need our money? No. But there's something that happens when you give. It releases a blessing. You will keep the Feast of Weeks, which is Pentecost, with a tribute of a free will offering of your hand, which you shall give to the Lord according as the Lord has blessed you. I want to ask y'all on this phone call this morning, how has the Lord blessed you? God has blessed us in so many ways. Are we giving to God freely? A free will offering to God is an offering of thanksgiving and honor. And it's freely from our will saying, Lord, I am giving according to my blessing. So I want you to seek the Lord this weekend and ask him what to give. It doesn't have to be a huge amount, but sow something. Give and honor the Lord. And watch and see what happens. Because everything that we do in our life must align with what he has asked us to do. As we honor these feast days and these calendar days that God has appointed, we will get a blessing. Every year, I see God bless me and do a new thing through these feast days. And when we get into the fall feast days and we get to the Day of Atonement, the holiest day in God's calendar, you will see great things happen by the time we get there. But if we follow his pattern and do what he says, great blessings will follow us. And this is a year of triumph. We have stepped into the sixth month. Do you know that God's seconds are greater than his first? So the second half of this year is going to be greater than the first half. And I want you to step into something. And when we honor God, and we worship and we praise and we sow, it opens up the blessings to start flowing down upon our lives. And I want you to be blessed because I love each and every one of you. And I know each and every one of you is going through something different. We all have a path marked out for our lives. We all go through different situations, trials, triumphs, ups, downs. But at the end, it's for transformation. It's for infilling. It's to bring us into a deeper, closer walk with him. So I want to pray with you as we wrap up this morning because I want you to be filled again. I want you to be anointed again. I want you to experience his fire again. I want you to think back on those experiences when God visited your life and you were humble and you were broken. That is who we really are. We are not what the world says we are. We are who God says we are. And the same God that used great men in the Bible is the same God that wants to use you and make you a great man and you a great woman in this generation. We need to be the Moses of our time. We need to be the Elijah of our time. We need to be the Daniel of our time. We need to be the Esther of our time. We need to be the Ruth of our time. We need to be the Deborah of our time. We need to be the Peter and the James and the John and the Paul. If not us, who? I want to ask y'all today. If not you, then who? Why do we make excuses? When God is staring right at you saying, I've given you everything you need. It's what I said last night. God is an enabler. God will never require something of you that he has not already provided for you. He will never require you to do a task that he has not enabled you to do it. You just have to have faith and believe. God will never require of you what he has not enabled you to do. Now, maybe you think you can't do it, but through him you can. He has enabled you. And if we will truly get in alignment and position, he will fill us like he filled the early church. He will use us like he used them. He will breathe upon us like he breathed upon them. Our shadows will heal the sick. We will walk in power because we will live in his presence. And that is what God has for your life. Not some dull, dry, carnal life. No, a life filled with power. But the power comes from spending time in the presence. And when you walk out of that room that you have been in, or your closet, or wherever you pray, you carry a presence, and the presence carries the power. That's how the apostles did it. That's how we will do it. We are the ones called for this day, this century, this time. But if we do not separate in prayer, get alone with God, and if we don't cry out, and if we don't spend time in his presence and meditate on his word day and night, not just hear a little Bible verse here and there, meditate day and night. I saw my dad do that, and that is why he walked in the power he walked in. In the humility, he meditated on the word day and night. We've got to come back to that. That's when we're going to see change, and that's when we're going to see this phenomenal transformation that we all so desperately need. Last night as I was praying, I was weeping. Oh, Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, I long for you. I've had so many phenomenal experiences with you. But the journey continues, and there is so much more. There's so many more to experience. Break anything off of me that you hate. Take everything out of me that you hate. And bring me back to the place of utter dependency on you. Let me not think that I can depend on any gift or talent you have given me. Help me to solely surrender it all so that you can be the one in full operation of my life. And all of us need that. We all need that. So let's pray and conclude this morning, and I want you to just turn on some music wherever you are right now if you can, and let's just get in the presence of the Lord as far as this atmosphere. You know, we can create an atmosphere with our music. And let's just honor him this morning as we honor Shavuot, we honor Pentecost. Let's honor our Master and thank the Holy Spirit for not giving up on us. And let us be careful not to grieve him. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God whereby you are sealed. He has sealed us, and we cannot continue to grieve him. Let's please him instead of grieving him. Let's be sensitive to his presence. And let us live a life of spirit. That means the infilling, the anointing, the baptism. Let us be filled and filled and filled again. I'm just going to kneel down here by my chair, and I want to just join all of you right now in prayer. I want you to just, if you can kneel, if you're at your home or in your, wherever you are. If you can't, that's okay. It's just a posture that we have of humility before the Lord. Lord, we just bow before you this morning. We come to you knowing that in ourselves we are insufficient. In this flesh is nothing good. We need you again. We need the fire again. We need the wind again. We become cold and callous with the things of this world, insensitive to you. And we want to come back to that beautiful, innocent, purity and holiness that comes with your abiding presence. Oh, Lord, break us all. Break us all from the mindset that we've been living in and give us the mind of Christ. Let your holy fire burn within us. Burn out the old memories. Burn out the thoughts. Burn out the old patterns of behavior. And let us be clean and new again. We need a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Ruach, breath of God, you breathe life into man. Breathe your life into us. Breathe your breath into our beings and wake up our spirit. We ask today that as we are stepping in to Shavuot, we're stepping into this Feast of Pentecost, that you will bring us into the 50 of Jubilee. Freedom, deliver us, where we will know how it feels to walk free, free, free of every restraint. Teach us to love, because if we don't love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we can't love our neighbor as ourselves. Let the love of God take over our lives so that we love. We love with unconditional love. Forgive us when we have failed to come short of your glory. Come on, I need you to pray that with me, please. Pray that with me this morning. Tell the Lord, open your mouth, speak to him. Ask him to forgive you for coming short of his glory. We've all missed it. Forgive us. And bring us back to the place of living in your glory. We need the fullness of your glory. We want to be touched today from the fullness. So I extend my hand to you. And I do this on the behalf of all the people that are on this call this morning. Lord, touch us from your fullness. Melt us again. Break us again. Fill us again. Anoint us again. Baptize us again. We need you more than the air we breathe. We need you to sustain our lives. Help us to walk in the fellowship of the Spirit. For those who live in the flesh cannot please God, but those who live in the Spirit can. Help us to be aware of you everywhere we go, every word we speak, because you're the silent listener to every conversation. Help us to be aware of you, that we don't grieve you. And we surrender again. We surrender our will. We surrender our lives. We surrender everything. And we ask that you would fill us to overflowing. And prepare us for the commission, because we all have a commission on our lives. Help us to fulfill that commission and not lose sight of what you have called us to do in the earth. We love you and we honor you, and we are in expectation that suddenly you will come upon us, suddenly, and you will transform us. And fill us and use us. Lord, I ask that you would begin to touch your people, touch each one with dreams and visions. Fill them with your Holy Spirit as they lay in their bed at night. Let them wake up knowing that something has changed. Let there be an encounter with you by this Sunday. Deliver them from all bondage and set them all free. We all need to be free. And help us to break free and to go forth and do what you have called us to do in the earth. We love you. We thank you. We honor you. We praise you. Let signs and wonders follow us. We are the modern day disciples. Let your signs and wonders follow us. Let us be so sensitive that we don't make any decisions without first consulting you. We love you, and we praise you, and we glorify you. Lord, I thank you that as we sow today this free will offering, you would multiply our finances. Multiply it, Lord. Whatever we release in our hands, we open our hands for you to fill. So we release an offering and we give it freely to you, and we ask that you would breathe on it. Touch everyone that gives this morning. Touch their seed. Multiply it in ways that they wouldn't even expect, because it's holy and we're honoring your feast day and we're honoring your word. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you for blessing each and every life on this phone, their families, their businesses. Bless their careers, what they put their hands to, their work. Bless them. Bless their children. Bless their families, God. And let them be used to bring the Holy Spirit into every area that they live in, every life that they touch. Let them be the ones to be used to usher in the presence of the Holy Spirit, because they have lived in your presence and they carry it. Hallowed be thy name. Just lift your hands right now and just receive. Just say, Lord, breathe on me. Breathe on me, breath of God. Breathe on me, breath of God. Receive. Receive from heaven today. Receive the presence of the Holy Spirit. Just receive this morning. Hallelujah. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you, precious Holy Spirit. We love you. We love you. We love you. Jesus, you are everything. And we honor you. And we thank you for sending the precious Holy Spirit to be our paraclete on this journey on earth. And we vow we will live our lives holy. We vow we will walk with you. We vow we will honor you and serve you for all of our days. And we will be faithful servants, not faithless, but faithful. We praise you, and we are in expectation of a suddenly move in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just worship him. Hallelujah, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. I'm going to take the mute off right now, so if you're in a place where you can just worship the Lord, I want you to just open your mouth so we can all just hear each other worshiping the Lord just for a few minutes, okay? So hold a minute while I unmute the phone. Okay, everybody, you're unmuted, so can we just open our mouths?
Break the
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, I want us to, as we're going to conclude this morning, I want everybody to sing. I know Jane is on the call this morning, and I want us all to just sing together, "How Great Is Our God." You know the song, "How Great Is Our God." Let's just sing that this morning, okay? So just listen. I'm gonna unmute again, and I want you to just try to follow so we can all sing it together. So hold on, and we'll start. 1 second. All right, are you ready? We're going to sing "How Great Is Our God." Here we go. How great is our God. Sing with
me. How great is our God. How great is our God.
Let Jane just sing today, Jane, because I know we can hear you better if we just have one person, because it's hard for everybody to do it, but we can still sing here. You can mute your phone and sing. But Jane, go ahead and just come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Why don't you sing that this morning?
Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in your own. precious power. Come in your own precious way. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, we need you. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in your own precious power. Come in your own precious way. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We praise you, Lord. We love you. We praise you, Lord. We worship you today. So come, Holy Spirit. We need all your presence. Come, Holy Spirit, I pray.
Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to, Jane, what I'm going to do, because people are still loud, I'm going to mute this phone, and I want you to hit *6 and unmute your phone, Jane, because I want to ask you to sing one more song.
Okay.
Okay, this is a holy moment, so everybody needs to stop doing whatever you're doing and focus. If you want to receive, the presence of the Lord is on this call this morning. So we've got to stop the busyness and just spend time, spend this moment with him. So Jane, go ahead and unmute, and I just want you to sing, He Touched Me. I just feel the presence
okay.
of the Lord this morning.
And you can hear me okay?
We can hear you just fine.
All right. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is all we long to do. We lift our praise, for you are our holiness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Thank you, Lord. Praise you.
And just the chorus of He Touched Me.
He touched me, oh, He touched me, and oh, the joy
that floods my soul. Something really happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. He touched me, oh Lord, You touched me, and joy that floods my soul. Something really happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jane. It was so beautiful. And that song is for someone on this call this morning.
Yes.
God is touching you and making
yes.
you completely whole by the power of Pentecost, the power of the Holy Spirit. God bless each and every one of you. We love you. Continue to just stay in this beautiful presence, because there's great change coming for all of us. God always changes us from glory to glory. Amen? Love to all. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody.